Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. Our last show, we started with pillar number 1, energy pathways, and we didn't get finished.
We did not.
No.
There's an awful lot involved with that. And even if we had a whole year, I wouldn't actually cover everything involved with that. But definitely want to continue with that because we consider that our number one area and something that is extremely, extremely important to someone's health and well-being.
So today we're going to continue and we're going to conclude with that pillar number one, energy pathways. And is these 8 pillars of perfect health. Let's go through them now because the order is very important, correct?
Yes, I put it down as a in that order for very specific reasons. It's how, first off, I look at a patient, you know, as I examine them. I actually go through those 8 pillars in that area, and also with the which ones should first be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Also on its immediate effect on health. When you're talking about energy flow, you can get the quickest changes in someone's health and well-being. And also, all energy flow is involved with pain. And that's the first thing that people really want to have happen is they want to be out of discomfort, out of pain, and feel better. So if we can get going on the energy flow, then that'll do wonders for them.
So the 8 pillars, energy flow, number 2 is oxygenation, and then xenobiotics. Number 4 pillar is water, and then nutrition, exercise, rest. I'm looking forward to getting to that one.
Yes.
Something I need more of. And the last is beatitudes, which sounds very interesting too. So we're going to tackle each of these each week. Energy pathway should be the only one that needed 2 shows. Probably, and you talked about the importance of it, and really, if you say you're the energy, your electricity in your body, can you
right.
look at it that way?
Yeah, it's not really a one of the things that is this kind of mystical or magical or something like that, and mm-hmm. it's not. We are in electrical current. These things can be measured, imaged, and evaluated. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount of research going on with each of these, and it's pretty well acknowledged just how important they are for our basic health and well-being.
And you came up with these pillars yourself, correct?
Correct.
And how did that come about?
Well, one of the things is that I was looking on a system to get people well. And actually borrowing from different areas and then thinking about how people were responding to my care and also personally on what I found on my own health and well-being, and found that these 8 were the pretty well covered everything that could go wrong with anyone. And so far I haven't found any changes in my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, let's talk about a radio show on these. Why? Because there's a commitment involved, and why get on the radio and talk about these?
Well, one of the things is that as we are called doctors, the first thing that doctor actually means is teacher.
A physician means teacher, yeah.
Yeah. So as that, we really need to teach people on how to get better, mm-hmm. to realize their own ability to self-heal, how important these things are for their health and well-being. So trying to get this information out to the public is a very important aspect because there's a tremendous amount of information out there. Just take a pill and you'll get better. Health is much more. Yeah, health is much more involved than that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just a little pebble in this huge tide that's coming in on information, and we're trying to get people to understand more of the holistic, more homeostasis type of healthcare structure function, as opposed to just disease care, which is the main influence on our health nowadays.
So what's the difference? You talk about structure function medicine, versus disease care?
Well, disease care is you have diseases which are a set of symptoms that we've artificially put together. Then you actually take pharmaceuticals to try to control those symptoms and get those under control. Mm-hmm. Whereas structure function is we are looking for the homeostasis of the body. Homeostasis is when the body is actually in balance. And when the body is in balance in the energy aspect, in each of these eight pillars, mm-hmm. then you actually have perfect health. So if you can balance these things out, which is called homeostasis and is the definition of health, then that is how we can best get people on a pathway to health mm-hmm. and well-being.
Great. Well, let's talk about, there's five subcategories under energy pathways. Last week we talked about the nervous system. In just kind of a nutshell, you know, because we talked about it in depth last week, what do you want to say about the nervous system?
Well, the nervous system and the endocrine system are the two areas that tell the rest of the body what to do. Mm-hmm. So you have to have the nervous system working correctly to actually make any of the different changes in the body. So if the nervous system isn't working correctly, nothing else will. This was the main philosophy behind chiropractic, which I am a licensed chiropractor. And learning how to balance out the nervous system is one of the main jobs of the chiropractic profession. One of the best ways to do that, and one of the most important areas as I was getting into chiropractic, what is the most important adjustment? And everyone was in agreement, it was the atlas. Just because neurologically it has more influence on the body than anything else, and if that's not balanced out, then the rest of the body can't be balanced. And we have a specialty called the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is acknowledged as the best way to actually put the cervical spine back into place. Mm-hmm. And I am the only board-certified Atlas Orthogonist in the state of Indiana. So we have people coming from all over to actually get that done. And when we can actually accomplish that, it makes it much easier to get the rest of the spine in place and then actually have the nervous system working correctly. And then you can get a tremendous amount of healing into the system if that's out of balance.
Mm-hmm. So that's the nervous system. Let's talk about that second subcategory was cerebral spinal fluid.
Cerebral spinal fluid, yes. There's a lot of people have heard of cranial sacral techniques. Mm-hmm. That is all involved with the cerebral spinal fluid and has a huge effect on the system. TMJ is involved with that. A lot of headaches are involved along those lines. Disc problems are actually respond best to cerebral spinal fluid type of adjustments, but there's a whole system of adjusting along those lines that we do at the at our Prather Wellness Center, mm-hmm. and that is also another important area to look at and has a distinct and different pathway than actually working with the nervous system itself.
So, and when you're talking about these chiropractic adjustments, everything you're talking about is very gentle, right? Non-force.
Yes, we find that the energy work actually works much better in a much more gentler type of way. There are many different types of adjusting techniques. In chiropractic alone, there are over 400 systems of adjusting, each one with a very distinct type of pattern. Most people are familiar more with the diversified technique. That's where there's some twisting and mobilization. Mm-hmm. But that is just a mobilization technique, and we like to take that much, much farther than that. So those people who I've had a lot of people come into my office and said, well, I've tried chiropractic for this care, mm-hmm. For this problem, and really didn't find any help for that. And I told them, well, there are over 400 different adjusting systems, let alone, individual preferences and all that. So I'm sure that there are some things that haven't been tried yet on you. Let's evaluate that and see what system will work the best on yours. Because there are many different types of chiropractic that I wouldn't do on different people. Mm-hmm. So, it's not just one technique out there. That
right.
is evident. So if you have not found the changes that you need, then check with another chiropractor on that.
Okay. And then we finished off with the lymphatic system, which is also a very important system. And why don't you sum up the lymphatic system and importance of that.
The lymphatic system causes a tremendous amount of pain, and anyone with fibromyalgia, fibromyalgia is an extreme backup of the lymphatic system.
Seems to be a rise on fibromyalgia. Yeah,
there is a tremendous amount, and that has a lot to do with the toxicity and infection rate that people have. Mm. And as that backs up, cannot flow, there's a tremendous amount of general body pain that occurs along with that, a lot of illness that occurs, a lot of fatigue. So trying to get that opened up, there are many, many different types of body work techniques to get the lymphatic system opened. And getting that opened up so that's actually flowing can provide a tremendous amount of relief for people. Mm-hmm. So looking at that, getting that all balanced out is an important aspect of what we look at.
Okay, when we come back, then we're going to talk about the last two areas that have to do with the pillar number one, energy pathways, and that's circulation and electromagnetic energy. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas orthogonist adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis in the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control, and is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board-certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a 3-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your atlas put back into proper position. That is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health, and we're talking about a continuation of pillar of perfect health number 1, energy pathways. It's part 2. We needed a little more time on the energy flow pathway because of its importance and being number 1 pillar number one. So
a lot to talk about there.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk about, there were five categories under this pillar number one, energy flow. We recapped on the nervous system, cerebral spinal fluid, and the lymphatic system, all very important. Now let's talk about the circulatory system. What is the circulatory system and what does it include?
Well, what we're talking about is the electrical portion of the circulatory system. The techniques that are utilized in the energy flow of the circulatory system are called neurovascular systems, is the term that is used as we're looking at all the different types of categories of adjustments. Now, the circulatory system, of course, is the arteries and the veins. Mm-hmm. And as those flow through the body, we think about, you know, the transport of blood, that type of thing. But also there's actually an electricity that is transported along there. And it's a very important part of our adjusting techniques. And there's a tremendous amount of people who get an awful lot of relief from those adjustment techniques that are based off of the neurovascular system. Those aren't really hard adjustments. In other words, they're not skeletal adjustments. There's a tremendous amount of abdominal and soft tissue adjustments involved with that.
So when you adjust, you're not always just adjusting you're not always adjusting the structural system.
It's not always the skeletal system. Mm-hmm. So adjustments can actually be soft tissue also.
Interesting.
So people, you know, as I'm working on people, I sit there and we'll poke on some of the abdominal area, mm-hmm. Liver, spleen, pancreas, intestines, and people will go, ouch, 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 ouch.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about how you take pleasure.
Well, it's satisfying to find the problems.
Right.
And then it's a very gentle...
Oh, and they say, well, how did he know that, you know?
Those were there, right. Yeah, and I've usually got that all marked out in our first examination. Mm-hmm. And have a whole chart on that, on what are the different areas that are involved. And I actually have it marked out, whether it's you know, the nervous system, cerebral spinal fluid, lymphatic, neurovascular, or electromagnetic, on what I have to work on. And each of those are involved and require different types of adjustments. Mm-hmm. So there are different systems with each one, and the neurovascular is a much more gentle, softer type of adjustment that I can either do with my hand, or I also use an activator, which is a little handheld device that can actually get a very good release in the neurovascular system.
Some people call it the clicker.
The clicker, yes. They do like that.
And like the clapper.
Yes, and there's an awful lot of pain relief, but there's also a tremendous amount of internal changes that take place. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of patients with pancreatic problems, liver pains, gallbladder pains, abdominal pains, chest pains even, that can be involved with that. We get some good results off of the heart. We also, with the neurovascular system, we get some very good changes on the arthritis. Arthritic conditions of the hands, knees, hips are usually neurovascular involvement. Mm-hmm. So as I do those, I can get some very good relief. We do adjustments on the hands for arthritis. And people are amazed at how quickly there's a response where mm-hmm. the pain actually goes away. I had one gentleman who was kind of a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a scientist. And everything that he did, he used the scientific method. So he had his hands were arthritic, and he wanted to, I adjusted them both, and he said, I just want you to adjust one of those. And then I can see if there's actually a difference, because there's a lot of different influences on that.
Yeah, so, a little research project.
Sure, that was a little research project, and his right one was worse than his left. Mm-hmm. So I started with that one, and after two adjustments, he says, well, it's absolutely true, there's a huge difference on that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people, I've had people who came in, couldn't walk on their knees, did adjustments along those lines, and you know, they could see a huge difference where... You know, about 5-6 treatments, you know, there was absolutely no pain.
Why were they walking on their knees?
Well, I mean, when they were walking, their knees hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, if you walk on your knees, you would have a little bit of pain. You are listening to me, aren't you? But as they were walking, their knees hurt.
I understand.
Yeah, but I'm glad you clarify that. But
well, I have to tell you a story. Yesterday, I had a new patient call who was referred from a patient that comes from Illinois. And so she was kind of telling me her symptoms, and I think there was leg pain, and nothing's helped. And, you know, I kind of told her her procedure. They have a consult with a doctor and then examination. And most of the time, you know, after the examination, you know, we'll recommend diagnostics, but that way they'll have a pretty good picture of what's going on. She goes, "That's what I heard," you know. <That's>, So it's out there, you know, that this must work. You know, you're using these pillars to follow that examination process.
You have to know what's happening before you can actually fix it.
Right.
You know, you can't be guessing. So I always know that there is one of these pathways that is causing someone's pain, discomfort.
Now, can it be more than one of the pathways?
And it can absolutely be more than one of the pathways. So it can be a little confusing on that. As I've told people, you know, I've got, you know, two of them cleared out. Some people have all five.
Oh, really?
Which makes it very interesting, because I have to use different techniques for each of the different five pathways. So, you know, be patient, because, you know, you've got more than one pathway. And, yeah, I've got three of them cleared out. We still got two more to go.
Patient, patience.
Yes. Unfortunately, you can't do everything at once.
But a pill can. No. Little sarcasm.
But the, you know, getting this area had been a amazingly effective. You know, people have a lot of pains that are general. When you're talking about the circulatory system, pains associated with that, it's very hard to isolate it as well as you can with the nervous system, or even with the lymphatic system. It's a more general type of a pain. So being aware of that and working with those is something that's very important. And again, that's something that whenever you have a lot of abdominal issues, which a lot of people have pains that are associated across there, especially going across the diaphragm with the liver, pancreas, stomach, spleen. Those are areas that have a lot of neurovascular backup in there and can cause a tremendous amount of discomfort in people. And when I go in there and poke in those, and it can just generally make people feel tired, irritable, I just don't feel well. And as they get those released, they say, "Wow, I can really feel a huge difference." Also, as you're dealing with the arthritises that people suffer with, the hand arthritis, the knee arthritis, as you get those adjustments done, they can actually see an immediate difference. And over long term, you can actually get a lot of healing. Now, doesn't mean that that's all that you stop at. You know, when you're talking about energy flow, we just are not just getting the energy flow going, but we're looking at all eight pillars to get that all healed up. And to have a completely, totally wellness, holistic type of practice, you have to consider all eight pillars to actually make the changes in people that you want to, that are long-term type of healthcare. And as you get into those, that's one of the reasons that I like doing this and talking about eight pillars, because then people are actually giving me the time to get everything accomplished, because there's a lot to do. You know, as you're working with this,
it's
this
a commitment.
Not, it is
health.
Not necessarily a quick fix type of thing.
So, interesting. Now, talking about the circulatory system, what are some things people can do, you know, to help that system?
Well, one of the things is, you know, whenever you're talking about any of these things, most of it's built up by tension. So people are stressed at work, they're stressed in their life, they're in bad positions, they hold themselves. We sit too much, you know, if you're at a computer. Stretching and actually movement is a huge part of that. Breathing deep makes a very big difference. You know, not letting yourself get tightened up. But living in a relaxed type of state makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And being aware of your body. Too many people just, you know, you don't know what to do about something, so you try to ignore it. And actually people become unaware of their system. That's why as I go through and I poke on people, mm-hmm. they're shocked. Because mm-hmm. they don't know all the areas that they really hurt because their mind has actually tuned it out. Being able to rub yourself, you know, being aware of where you hurt and mm-hmm. putting your hands on your body. Mm-hmm. Self-awareness goes a long way of what's happening on you. And too many of us just want to get through the day. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily want to be self-aware because then it brings in a lot of issues that we may not want to deal with.
Mm, interesting.
But
interesting.
Even like emotional things can cause a tremendous amount of backup. You know, I can tell, you know, as I start working on someone, they haven't said anything. I said, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had some big emotional trauma that shows up in their system. Mm-hmm. So learning how to breathe through those things, learning how to handle them. One of the things that I really try to do is make people aware of their body much more than what they are.
Interesting. Well, when we come back, we're going to finish talking about the circulatory system and start the last category in energy pathways, electromagnetic. I'm going to talk a little bit about acupuncture, which is very interesting. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I don't understand nutrition. I heard a nutritionist on the radio saying something like, you should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. But I think I wrote it down wrong. Because I eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a hippopotamus. Dinner like an 800-pound gorilla, and a midnight snack like a 25-ton humpback whale. So when I was jotting it, I inverted something.
The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. We are continuing our discussion we began last week on pillar of perfect health number 1, energy pathways. And under the energy pathways, I just want to recap, we have the nervous system, cerebrospinal fluid, lymphatic system. We just finished on the circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go into now the electromagnetic system. What is electromagnetic system?
Well, the main way that people can relate to that is acupuncture. Mm-hmm. There is something called the meridians of the body, and people have sort of heard about that. You stick needles into the meridians and you open up channels of electromagnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we call it. The Chinese used to call it qi. So, you know, as we are working with that, it's been a very fun area. One of my favorites to work with, and you can do a tremendous amount with getting that all opened up.
Now, why is it fun sticking needles in people?
It's actually fun because of the subtle changes that take place. I've brought in some, you know, some of the people that I've trained in this, and actually said, now, you know, you can feel sort of the blockages in through here. I can sit there and show on the patients, you know, the areas of pain. I can stick one needle in, and then I can show them the complete difference.
Wow.
And it's funny to see the expressions on people, you know, as I do that, or on people that I'm training, just the power that's involved with that. Mm-hmm. And how something very simple, very slight, can make such a big difference. And as you are working with the electromagnetic pathways, acupuncture is one of the big things that people think about, but there are many different ways of actually treating the meridians. So for those people who do not like needles...
There are some that don't.
There are quite a few who don't. There are many other ways to actually work with that. So don't.
So you have non-needle.
We have non-needle acupuncture too. There are lasers. There's electrical current. We have a powder. There is actually techniques called Tuina that you can use that are hand. So there's a tremendous number of ways to get the electromagnetic energy opened up. Easiest, quickest, probably the more long-lasting one is the needles, acupuncture needles. But the needles are as thin as a hair.
Right, right. You don't even feel them. People will, you know, I'll say, well, is this your first time, the acupuncture? Because I want to know how they're feeling about it.
Sure.
You know, and they said, yeah, I fell asleep during the treatment.
It does. It has you know, as we're talking about opening up electromagnetic pathways and, you know, as you open up these pathways, there's a relaxation that takes place. You can actually relax and open up the pathways on your own, or we can open up the pathways and then create a relaxation. And people just, you know, their whole body just kind of drops, and a lot of them fall asleep as I stick the needles in. And you don't really feel the needles. The needles are as thin as a hair, and they're actually rounded on the end, so they're not sharp. And what they're there for is they're specially designed. There's actually like a little curl to them, and it's actually an electromagnetic needle that actually brings in energy into the system. So there are very definite changes, and this isn't, you know, something that's out there. There are ways to image this. There are a tremendous amount of research that's taken place. Matter of fact, one of my friends, David Chang, won a Nobel Prize for actually proving how acupuncture works along the electromagnetic pathways and what kind of physiological changes actually occurs inside the body. Acupuncture has actually been shown by the World Health Organization to improve 400 different conditions.
Wow, 400.
400. You know, so one of the more famous ones is infertility. It has a very, very high success rate with infertility. You know, for headaches, for many different types of problems. Matter of fact, one of the things that I find that is very important is pancreatitis is a very, very difficult thing to get under control, and something that practitioners have a lot of struggles with. But we actually get instantaneous results through acupuncture. So that is one
thing. That's the inflammation of the pancreas?
That's an inflammation, and anyone who's had it knows how painful that is and what a dangerous type of thing. But we can actually have very, very severe pancreatitis patients. We actually do some electromagnetic work along those lines with the acupuncture and get instantaneous results.
Interesting.
People are out of pain that day.
So how do you know where to put the needles?
There are several different ways to actually evaluate that. One, we have an electromeridian imaging device that actually tells how the pathways are being interfered with. Then there are different methods of actually identifying where they are. There are electrical components that we can actually, devices that we can use to see exactly where that is. And then at this point, I actually don't need those.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trained at a high level to actually be able to run my fingers across people's back and or on their arms and tell exactly where those points are.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I can press on them and where they're blocked. People go, oh yeah, that's it. So, when I'm dealing with people on any of these pathways, the nervous system, the cerebral spinal fluid, the lymphatic, the circulatory, or the electromagnetic energy, I like to show people, so mm-hmm. they have an understanding of what's going on. And as I go in there and poke on the points and then get them relieved, people see the difference. They feel it. They can tell the pain levels are decreased and that the whole area is much more relaxed. Mm-hmm. So, it's not only evident to me that I know where the points are, but it's also very evident to my patients.
Yeah.
That we know.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, just the response from the treatment. How long have you been an acupuncturist?
Well, I actually started with acupuncture while I was in chiropractic school, which was back in 19...
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
That's okay. 1983.
Uh-huh.
So I have been involved in doing work with the Meridian since then. Now, the licensing for acupuncture is something new that actually came about in the last 8 years,
mm-hmm.
but I've always been working with the meridians and acupuncture points since 1983, so it's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
How many years is that? 30?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Kind of ages me there a little bit. Right, yeah.
So what other treatments do you have at the Prather Wellness Center that work on the electromagnetic? I know acupuncture's...
Acupuncture is sort of the basic one. We also use laser, shingles, very responsive to red laser along certain acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
We get very good results with that. We actually have several different colors of lasers, depending on which type of treatment that we're doing. We also have electrical currents. For actually getting those opened up that can actually identify where they are, and then electrically we can open them up. We also have a powder. It's a five-element powder. It was actually made by one of the leading acupuncturists in the world.
Yeah, it's interesting what that's made up of.
Yeah, it's made up of red jade, uh-huh. which has the fire element. We have gold, which has the metal. We have pearl, which is the water element that's ground up in it. We also have frankincense, which is the wood, and myrrh, which is the earth.
Interesting.
So we have those five elements, and of course everybody sits there and has the correlation of the gold, frankincense, and myrrh,
the three
Jesus
kings.
Had. Yeah, the three kings had.
Uh-huh.
Plus we add pearls and the red jade to it.
So that's something else you can...
Yes, we actually use that quite a bit and powder that on, and it's left on for 24 hours. It's more for long-term types of treatments and extremely, extremely effective and a very nice addition to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had several people that was just like, there's no way I'm going to have you stick a needle in me. I faint dead away,
mm-hmm.
even at the sight of a needle. So, we might do a powder or a laser or electrical, and it's no problem for us. We just figure out what's going to work the best
for
in that
them.
Situation.
Yeah, that's what's important. And I know the powder needs to be on. Is that at least 24 hours?
No longer than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave it on longer than 24 hours, then you have a reverse effect.
Okay.
So you leave it on. Some people, I give them a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell them no more than 24 hours. Make sure that if you err on the before the 24 hours.
So is there anything, about 30 seconds before we go to a commercial, that you would add regarding electromagnetic energy?
It is something that is very popular right now with the acupuncture, trying to understand that. And again, a very, very effective means of working on people. Many times when we can get that, probably it's the one that creates the most relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the treatment that makes more people fall asleep than almost anything else.
That sounds good. Sounds effective.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. So let it get away. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. We are continuing our discussion we began last week on pillar of perfect health number 1, energy pathways.
We've been talking about the nervous system, cerebral spinal fluid, lymphatic system, circulatory system, and we are finishing up with the electromagnetic system. So on this last segment, why don't we just kind of recap and then talk about, you know, someone might be listening and saying, well, how do I know if I have any of these energy pathways blocked? You know, what would you tell them, Dr. Prather?
Well, first thing is if you have pain, then you have a blocked energy pathway. if you don't have all pain is from a blockage of one of these five pathways. Mm-hmm. So definitely if you have pain, then that's one of the things that's going on. Also, I would everybody needs to be checked at least once a year, have a good thorough physical, mm-hmm. to see if there's any major types of problems occurring, because as we've said before, some people are unaware of the blockage that's occurring.
Right, so, until something becomes a disease state or...
Right, so actually preventative is the best aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, not waiting until, you know, you have a disc that fails or you have some type of serious type of condition that requires a lot of work. It's much better if you can actually keep maintained and then you don't get into a serious problem. You know, that's what preventative is all about. So getting a yearly exam from someone who is familiar with working with these five pathways, making sure that everything's clear, is a very, very smart thing to do.
How do you know if someone, you know, that's going to examine you is looking at this?
I think the main thing is to ask them. Mm-hmm. One of the things is it is difficult to find people who are trained in all of this. It took a long time for myself, and it's something that you can actually ask them. Some people are only familiar with one of these pathways. Mm-hmm. There are people who are just cranial sacral workers who all they deal with is the cerebral spinal fluid. There are people who just work with the nervous system, chiropractors. There are people who specialize in lymphatic work. There are people who just specialize in electromagnetic through acupuncture, reflexology, or auricular therapy. It is nice if you go to someone who actually is familiar with all five pathways. Mm. And it was a very big challenge learning how to work with all five of those for myself. And quite frankly, I am only one of the few people who I know who has actually tried to be proficient in all five pathways and working with them.
And what's nice, too, because at the Prather Wellness Center, we also can provide the different treatments.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, being able to have all the different training in each of these different types of treatments is definitely a very big plus. Mm-hmm. The reason that people like to come to our office is the comprehensive nature of what we do. Not only do we look at the energy pathways, which is very important, but the entire body. We're also very proficient in diagnostics. I am a diplomat, American Board of Chiropractic Internists, which we had just 600 hours of just reading blood tests, let alone EKGs, Dopplers, all the other different types of tests that are important for being able to be comprehensive in our evaluation. So we also have a wide variety of people to help us with all these things. We have mm-hmm. myself, who's a chiropractor and an acupuncturist, diplomat in American Board of Chiropractic Internists. We also have an MD on staff. We have a nurse practitioner. We have a pharmacist. We have an occupational therapist. We have a physical therapist. We have massage therapists who specialize in different aspects. We have nutritionists. So we have a very wide variety of people who can give input into people's care. So that thoroughness, diagnostics, and then also being able to combine all the treatments, that's why we put out that we're probably the most comprehensive structured function office in the Midwest. So that's something that we've worked quite a long time to be able to achieve, and something that we feel very good about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a patient that was going to this place for this and this place for this, and I said, I think I can get all this done here, you
sure.
know, and save a lot of time.
Well, just on the energy work, I had a patient not too long ago, was going to a chiropractor, cranial sacral therapist, and an acupuncturist.
Three different places
just for the energy work, mm-hmm. and then also going to their MD for other different types of things, for diagnostics. And then when they found out that they could get everything done at one place and coordinate everything, they were like, sign me up. So,
yeah, just the gas and the time
sure.
that you can save on that. Well, what kind of health conditions does energy blockage cause?
Well, energy blockage is involved in almost every disease. Yeah, a very interesting thing when cancer patients, when they were actually going to either a chiropractor or an acupuncturist, even better, both, they had 80% fewer complaints on from
80%.
80% improvement in the overall healthy feeling of the individual. So, you know, for cancer patients, it's we've got several referrals on that to keep people healthy well during their cancer treatments, and people feel much better. So when you're talking about what types of conditions does energy blockage involve with, all of them. You can actually get an improvement and should be a part of every different type of care. Now, one of the things that we do is we look at all eight aspects for of someone's care. And even though that might be included in it, we kind of prioritize what are they going to get the most bang for their buck. And one of the nice things is that energy work is probably one of the least expensive and give the most amount of relief with their care than any of the other eight aspects. Because you can get an immediate type of care. Most people we can get pretty well balanced out energy-wise in about 12 visits.
That was one of the questions I had is, what is the commitment? How many visits?
Usually we can get, now there are some people who require more with a lot more damage. Some people actually can be quicker. But usually in about, on average, you know, with a definite condition that people have, I mean, even disc conditions, other different types of problems, usually we can get most of the energy work done in about 12 visits and really get things stabilized at that point. So, you know, of course, there's always variance with each person, but that kind of helps people to get a good feel of what type of commitment would be involved. And most people at that point feel pretty good and usually out of pain. And discomfort at that point.
And then we might not see them, you know, for a while, and then they know when to come back in. It could be a year, a couple of years. I think we just had somebody, it'd been 8 years. You know, and they knew when it was time to come back in.
And they could, one of the things as you get this type of work done is, I've had some very, very skeptical people who came into my office who were very strongly medically minded, were in the medical profession, and were, it was like, you know, they even told me, just to be honest, you know, I'm extremely skeptical.
Well, yeah, you can tell when they walk in the door. It doesn't intimidate us at all.
No, and it was, it wasn't, you know, there at first when we were doing the work, it was just like, you know, are you playing with my mind, or, you know, is this something just like auto-suggestion? Because I feel better. And they can tell that the pain level's dropped. But after a while, they're very, very convinced, and it's an eye-opening experience.
I think some of our most skeptical become
our best patients.
And there's nothing wrong with being skeptical at all.
No, actually, I appreciate a skeptical mind, as long as it's an honest mind. You know, someone who's actually giving it a chance.
Mind to seek truth.
Really seeking truth. Because as I have gone into this type of work, I've tried to go with an open mind, but also skeptical, and I want to see proof. It's one of the big things that, you know, that's why I do the blood works before and during and after the treatment. I want a third-party type of a way of measuring my improvement of a patient. And we try to have that at the office. We try to do a very thorough diagnostic test on people. We want to know exactly what their condition is and have some type of means of measuring the improvement, so that it's just not my opinion or the patient's opinion, but really what's occurring. So diagnostics is absolutely critical. Good examination to see the changes that actually take place on people.
Very interesting. Now, as you know, we wrap up. You're talking about, you know, these eight pillars of perfect health, and let's go through them again, because we've covered in two shows the energy flow is mm-hmm. pillar number one. Pillar number two,
oxygenation.
That's what we're going to cover next week.
Excellent.
And then pillar number three,
xenobiotics, which is strangers to the body.
Okay.
And then water.
Okay.
And then nutrition, exercise, rest, and then what we call the Beatitudes. Mm-hmm. And each of them are very, very involved. And people say, well, what can you talk about water? But there's a tremendous amount involved in that.
Right, right. Especially there's so much bottled water out there, and what's the best water for you? Now, next week, we'll talk about oxygenation. Anything there you want to get our listeners prepared for?
Well, I think one thing that would get people's interest is you are as young as you are oxygenated. Mm. If you were completely oxygenated, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm. How do we do that?
That's what we're going to talk about.
Get an oxygen tank? Or
there are actually many different ways, and some of the things are very, very easy to do, and some of them are much more involved. But a lot of it is taken casually, and we really shouldn't.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that pillar number two next week. And we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.